Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
It's called the Great Day, the Great Day. Well, what's going to happen? God is coming to judge this earth.
That was Pastor Joe Henson, the Associate Pastor of Harvest Baptist Church, and our speaker today for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Pastor Joe continues our study of end times today as he looks at the time period known as the tribulation.
Open your Bible with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 24. If you think about it this way, the bulk of the book of Revelation is written about the time period we're going to talk about. From chapter 6 through chapter 19 of Revelation covers what we're talking about. This is a great topic to think about because this is something that is coming. The tribulation time is coming. And so it is something to think about, something to share with people, because the Word of God has much to say about it. When we use this word tribulation, it's the Greek word thlipsis. That's T-H-L-I-P, thlipsis. Try to say that fast several times. You'll really get your tongue messed up. But thlipsis means affliction or distress, really is what the word means. And in the New Testament, this word is used generally for any kind of affliction, any kind of testing, any kind of distress that a person might go through in their normal everyday life. And the word is especially used for the church and the problems that the church faces in the world. It's mentioned several times that way. And then, in fact, let me give you a couple examples of that. Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now they which be scattered abroad upon the persecution, that's the word thlipsis, that arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phinehas. And so that was something that happened there. Romans chapter 5, verse 3, you remember what Paul said there? And not only so, but we glory in our tribulations. Why? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And then he goes on with a list of things that it's good for. Tribulation, that affliction, that testing time is good for us. Over in Revelation chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, I know thy works and tribulation and thy poverty. John said to the church at Ephesus, or the angel spoke to the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. Verse 10, he says, you'll have tribulation 10 days. But it's the idea of affliction, of problems. Now, as Bible students, we use the word specifically for a period of time, a special time that's coming, a time of trouble, a time of judgment from God, a time that's going to have an effect on the entire world as we look at it prophetically. It's going to be a time of unprecedented affliction and will end only when the Lord comes back personally in power and glory. And we will see that all come to an end when he comes back again. Now, throughout the Old and New Testaments, the tribulation is referred to by many, many names. Let me give you some of the names that you will hear that all refer to the same time period we're talking about. I counted 10 today as I was going back through the scriptures looking for things. One is the day of the Lord. When you see that term specifically applied, it's talking about the tribulation period, Joel chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the day of the Lord. Also, the 70th week of Daniel, or Daniel's 70th week. When you hear that term, it's referring specifically to this time period we're talking about in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Another term that is used for this same time period is a day of desolation. Zephaniah chapter 1 talks about the day of desolation that comes, speaking of this tribulation time period. The wrath to come is another term, the wrath to come. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And then Revelation chapter 14 speaks about the hour of judgment, a time period where God is going to judge this world. The hour of judgment is another term for the tribulation. Another is a time of trouble or a time of distress, a time of trouble or a time of distress, back in Daniel chapter 12. And then also, it's called the Great Day, the Great Day. Well, what's going to happen? God is coming to judge this earth. That's Revelation chapter 6. Then also, the hour of testing, which shall try the whole earth, is a phrase that's used in Revelation chapter 3, the hour of testing. So it's the idea of tribulation that is coming to this earth that God will bring. And then the indignation is another term for the tribulation. The indignation, that's back in Isaiah chapter 26. Also, it's called just plain old the tribulation. And then also the great tribulation. The tribulation or the great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, Revelation chapter 7. We see these terms used in those different places. Now, not only is the tribulation mentioned more than 60 passages of the Scripture, but what we have to understand is that God uses more space in the Scripture allotted to that than just about any other subject except for salvation and the second coming of Christ. So God has a lot to say about the fact that tribulation is coming. Now, could I say this at the outset? It'd be a pretty sad picture if all we could say is, yeah, God's going to come and judge. End of message right there. God's judging. All right? Folks, do you understand, even in the midst of judgment, God brings mercy and grace? And hopefully we'll see that as we work through this just a little bit. Let me give you some thoughts about what it will be like. What does the Scripture say this time of tribulation is going to be like? Well, there's lots of ideas here. We know it's a very troubling time. We understand that. But here, it's a time of God's wrath or indignation and the time of vindication of God's holiness. It will be that time where God's holiness will come to light again in a very real way. God has always been holy. He always will be holy. But man has not looked on the holiness of God and held His holiness in high esteem. In fact, mankind has really trampled God's holiness under their feet. And it's a time when God vindicates Himself in His holiness. Several places Scripture tells us that. Zephaniah, Revelation, 1 Thessalonians. Not only that, but it's a time of destruction and a time of global catastrophe, of worldwide issues. You saw what it was like when there was an earthquake in Haiti and the destruction in that one little end of that one island. Imagine that kind of destruction around the entire world. A worldwide catastrophe, not just simply a localized catastrophe. That's the picture of what we have here coming in the time of tribulation. It's a time of extreme deception and delusion. People will be deceived and be being deceived, we're told in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Revelation chapter 9, Revelation 13, Daniel chapter 8. All these passages talk about the delusion that will come upon people that are alive during that time. Not only that, but it's a time of death. Many, many people on earth, planet earth, will die during that time period. Why? It is a time of destruction. And so people will die during that time. It is a time of unparalleled apostasy and blasphemy against God. People, even in the midst of God's judgment, will turn their fists and shake their fists in God's face. And it will be unlike anything that's ever been seen before. It's also a time of martyrdom for believers. Get this now, Jewish believers and Christian believers, Gentile believers. All right, so there will be a real time of martyrdom. We see that very clearly from the Scripture, especially in Revelation. And it is a time of extraordinary evangelism and revival. Even with everything else that's going so wrong, it is a time when many, many, many people will come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior during that time, unlike anything that has been seen before. And it's a time of judgment, of course. For those who reject the Savior, it's a time of judgment in their life. And God's judgment is very real. God's judgment is coming. Now, as we preach the judgment of God, please remember that we do need to tell people about judgment that's coming. Judgment is coming tomorrow. When? We don't know. We know it's coming. But you know what we do have today for sure? We've got grace. And so now's the time to turn to God because you have grace today. Judgment's coming. Grace right now. Then, when will the tribulation take place? Well, there's no exact date given in the Scripture. And you understand that. But here in Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 to 31, it shows us that it's got to happen immediately before the glorious appearing of Christ. He will come back in power and glory. We know that. And so it must happen preceding that return. It's going to be just before that as far as the time period goes. This will be when Jesus himself returns to earth to destroy the Antichrist. It will also be after the rapture of the church. So that is going to be something that is coming. Then also we see the tribulation is a time of great mercy and grace. I don't want you to get away from that idea. We think of nothing but destruction, but there are other things happening during that time. You have to understand that the Lord is not some kind of angry monster that's heaping catastrophes upon the heads of innocent men and women. That isn't the point of what we see in the scriptures during the tribulation period. In reality, the people who are suffering the judgments of God during the tribulation are not the innocent, but the people who are extremely guilty. Not only do these rebels reject God and his free salvation that he offers to everyone, but they will indulge in every vile sin known to mankind, including the massacre of those who do come to Christ during that time period. We see very clearly in the book of Revelation that many believers will be martyred for Christ during that period by these people who hate God. So that is something that is coming during that time. Now, even then, God's hope is that these rebels will give themselves to Christ. The tribulation judgments, therefore, serve a dual purpose. There's two reasons for the judgment in tribulation. First, the punishment of hardened sinners. Those who will not turn to God, those who are rejecting him, it's a time of punishment for them. Secondly, it is serving to move others to repentance. So some will repent, some will turn to Christ during that time period, others will not. All right, but there's a twofold purpose to this tribulation judgment that's coming. If I could just for a moment talk about the people of the tribulation. There's lots of people going to be here for the tribulation. Unbelievers, Jew or Gentiles who are left behind. And they did get saved. They will be here. So in other words, they were left behind. They're here. They're going through the tribulation. They don't know Christ, but they turn to Christ. Those people will be here. So you have believers during the tribulation time. By the way, it tells us in Revelation, from every people, tongue, tribe, and nation, there will be people that turn to Christ during this time period. All right, so lots of people will be saved during the tribulation. Second thought here, there will be unbelievers who get left behind, but they refuse to believe. So you've got two kinds of people, those who are left behind and they do believe, they trust Christ, those who are left behind and they don't repent, they will not believe. And then there's other key players in this. You've got the 144,000 Jewish witnesses. I don't know their names, but witnesses for Jesus Christ. Going around the world, sharing the gospel. And because of their witness, people are turning to Christ as well. They are playing a big part during the tribulation. Then there are the two witnesses. Besides the 144,000, the two witnesses, men performing miracles, prophesying during half of the tribulation period, probably the second half, and these men will do some remarkable things. In fact, you know they're going to be killed, lay dead in the streets, and get back up again. So that's tremendous, tremendous miracles that God will do with his people during that time, especially these two men.
Thank you for listening to today's message with Pastor Joe Henson, our special guest on today's edition of Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us at this same time on Monday for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.